High fly ball. Deep left. There it goes. Soaring into history. He's done it. He has done it. 62. Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
Okay, on the call on the Yes Network, Joe, I watch every Yankees game. Mm-hmm. When I'm in my house, the game is, if there's a TV around and the Yankees are on, it is on somewhere, right? Like, I just have it on. I could walk by it. I might sit down and watch the whole game, an inning, but at some point it's on. I watch every Yankees game. I actually was at an event last night for Real Men Wear Pink. I did not see it live.
Yeah.
So, right? Like, here I am. I watch all this stuff. I'm tiled into the Yankees. I love them. I did not see it live. But where I was, we did have the TV on. I was at New York Beer Project. They had the TV on, and I saw it. I saw the replay, right? And I saw it happening. But I didn't watch it live. I didn't even know he was up because I was back there being a guest bartender and everything. But anyway, I think it's super cool. So,
did you see the guy jump out of the crowd trying to catch the ball?
So I haven't like gone back and watched everything yet. So explain to me what happened. So some guy he did what the person did the Bears game for the field goal one time, right?
Oh,
is that what he did? Remember somebody jumped out of the stands,
like into the tunnel?
Oh,
almost?
Really? Oh yeah, someone did that at a game.
Don't
like
remember
a Bears
this.
Game to catch a field goal, to catch a ball.
That is basically what this person did. Yeah.
And then was the ball actually caught? Like, I have not caught up to all this yet today. I just kind of watched the aftermath of the home run. Was the ball caught?
Ball was caught by a Rangers fan. He was security helped him out of the stadium because he was being mobbed or whatnot. But the guy that was maybe five, six seats down from the guy that caught the ball. Yeah, he like got up on the fence and leapt into the Rangers bullpen trying to catch the ball in front of the guy that it ended up with. And he didn't even come close. It was amazing to watch. I hope he's okay. I've been trying to find if he's fine because that's a big fall that he took from the first row down to the Rangers bullpen. But yeah, just the visual of a guy leaping through the air into the bullpen and just completely missing the baseball was awesome. But yeah, $2 million baseball this Rangers fan caught.
Well, that's really cool for that person. And it's really cool for Aaron Judge. So, Joe, like, I got to tell you, I think there's been too much of the I think this is – okay, I'm a Yankee fan, and people are going to think maybe I'm nuts because I'm going to say this. Like, I think there's a little too much Yankee anti-bias going on with this whole talk about Judge and not appreciating what he's done. And what I mean by that is we've had such a debate about the look-ins and how we should be looking at that on TV and we should go to it. Debate about, it's 62, but, you know, Barry Bonds, obviously the single home run leader in 73, and what's clean, what's not. I just think we haven't taken time to appreciate the fact that this dude just hit 62 freaking home runs, and he's the American League leader all time. And I want to point out, when I was growing up, Joe, a little different than you, when I was growing up, the American League and National League were completely separate leagues that never, like, intermix except to the World Series, and they always had, like, everyone counted them separately. It literally was two leagues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they played each other in an All-Star game at the end of the year, but when I was growing up, you had American League records, teams, you had National League, and people who liked the American League, a lot of times they didn't pay attention to the National League other than, like, from way on the outside, and vice versa. And there was always a debate, which one is better, DH, like, it was almost like a fight amongst fans. So what I'm going to point out is this is the American League record. And to me, there should be some sort of, oh my God, this was amazing what he did type of celebration instead of all the other kind of debates we're having around it.
Yeah. If that's all it was, then I don't think then you'd have all this hubbub. If it was just, this is the American League record and we're going to celebrate it and whatnot, the way that record rightfully should be treated, then fine. But all the reaction to it, all the talk about it, all of the coverage of it, was treated as though this was the all-time home run record. And that's when I think the debate fired up. If ESPN doesn't break into giant college football games in the middle of their second halves and whatnot, then I don't think that the same thing is being treated this way. I don't think if, ESPN opens today with is this the real home run record? And the Yankees kind of tweeting out graphics that are like, yeah, this is the real all-time home run record, then I don't think that debate sparks. But because that's how everybody's treating it, I think that's where that comes from. For me, the only point that I want to make on that, because I think you're right, if it's just the AL record, and it's about Judge. Judge is likable. That's why I almost I hate that. Like, it gets sucked into Judge hate, because I, like, for me, even specifically, I get annoyed from, like, the coverage and stuff of it. None of it has to do with Judge. I think Judge is awesome, but it's the rest of it for me. And the only point I want to make on the coverage and, like, is it the real home run record, that part of it, where was everybody 5 years ago when Giancarlo Stanton was two away from 61 with the Marlins? Like, where was everybody then? Because if truly this was just, this is the clean record, and not just, mm-hmm. oh, it's the AL record, but we're treating it this way because it's the clean record, then where was everybody 5 years ago? Because that
2017, he wound up with 59.
He was two away, and he was two away from Maris. So
that's what he landed on, yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, and this Yankee fan will tell you, I do not count it as the real home run record.
Okay.
Barry Bonds has the real home run record. Barry Bonds hit 73. I watched it with my eyes. And back then, steroids actually weren't even illegal in the game, and I'm not defending using steroids.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that a lot of the guys did. That's the record. He hit those. We're not going back and, you know, changing the outcome of games. I think the way it's set up and the way you have it, I've always said, if you want to put some sort of like asterisk and say, back in this time, a lot of guys did that, that's fine. But don't take it away from him. He is the record holder. I do not count Aaron Judge as the all-time record holder. I count Barry Bonds and then McGuire and Sosa. Three players, only three all-time, have hit more home runs than this man who did it this season and last night. And I think it is a really, really, really significant record to be the American League all-time home run champion when the previous guy who did it 61 years ago.
Yeah. And by the way, there's two different, you know, pools here. There's Yankee fans, and then there's obnoxious Yankee fans. Like, I wouldn't consider you to be, and every fan base has their obnoxious fans.
Sure.
That's to me who was driving me crazy, specifically in social media last night. The other thing is, and this will go for anyone that says this is the record. All right, if this is the record, what are you going to do next year if Aaron Judge has 70 with 10 games to go? Because aren't we're going to treat it the same way.
Right.
In fact, we should maybe
even
treat it better.
He's going to break his own record? No, come on.
No,
right?
But breaking Bonds' record. Like, if he someday broke Bonds' record, don't tell me that record doesn't exist then, because then it'll be like, if he has the record, you know, someday, you know, you know the point I'm trying to make. Essentially,
I do. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Right? You can't say he broke the record last night and then a few years ago, by the way, he's going to break the record. No, you already had that, right? That's what you're saying. For me, that would be even more significant because, like I said, I think he, you know, he is not the home run champion all time. That is Barry Bonds, like single season home run champion.
But yes, I think
we need to give him more love and recognition for what he did. And maybe I'm just saying he's not getting enough. Some people are saying maybe they are giving him enough. And let's get connected with our fans on this because we had a tweet that came in. So let me read that to you here. Where's our Get Connected read, Joe? I have it here. All right, let's get connected with our fans. Thank you. It's brought to you by the law firm of Gelbert and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. And Dwayne tweets in. I love this point. Getting to see Albert Pujols rise on an all-time home rest, see Aaron Judge make history this year has been a lot of fun. And this coming from a passionate Red Sox fan. And Joe, I think that's the overall point for me, which is I don't care who you root for. And like you said, you like Aaron Judge. If it was a Red Sox player doing this, I'd be all in on it. I would. I don't care. I love watching. Why would you not? If you're a sports fan, why would you not love and appreciate watching greatness in front of your eyes? Because we don't see it a lot. This may never happen in our generation again. So to me, I don't care who you root for. I think it should be recognized and upholded as a monumental accomplishment.
Yeah. I think that would be all we're talking about, honestly, if the president of ESPN wasn't a massive Yankee fan. Honestly, I'm not even really kidding when I say that, because I think what the cut-ins did and just the constant in your face coverage with it for 3 weeks, no matter where you are or what sport you're watching. Just, it's always there. If the president of ESPN wasn't a Yankee fan, we're probably not getting all of that. And then I think we are just left to appreciate it. I think, like, I've got a friend who went to Wake Forest, is a massive Wake Forest Demon Deacons fan, and he's in our group chat last night, like, hating on Aaron Judge. And I know he's only doing it because he had a touchdown that his team scored in a huge game against Clemson. He saw it on like a quarter of the screen because we watched an Aaron Judge pop fly. So, like, I think that is really consumed the story. And I think that's almost bad for Judge. That's why I hate the cut-in part of the story to me is so big, because I think it really did do damage. Or not damage, but it almost tainted the whole
ride.
Took
away from it, right?
Yeah, it took away from it.
That's right. And what you said earlier about Judge is likable. And also, Yana says to me last night when this happened, they were with me at the event last night, and I said to Yana and Max, I go, look at Aaron Judge at 62. And we were just talking about it. And she looked at me, she goes, you know, I just don't know much about him because you never hear about him. She goes, I didn't know anything about his, you know, you see his mom there. What about wife, girlfriend? Like, he's kind of quiet, right? And that is how Aaron Judge goes about his business. And I will tell you, there has been criticism of Aaron Judge in the past because of him not being a leader, so to speak. Like, he should be the guy who should be a little bit more vocal. He should be a little bit of a leader. But I think that might be just kind of being picky because he is quiet and he goes about his business. And now we'll see if he actually stays with the Yankees after this year as well, by the way.
I don't know if you heard me, Jeremy, and Dan Dunleavy on this earlier, but if you had your pick, you're not selling it. You're picking this item to keep. Would you want the jersey? Do you want the ball or do you want the bat?
Yeah, I did hear this. I think I want the jersey because jerseys are just, as Jeremy said, they're cooler.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, like, if you think of baseball and how people revere baseball and what goes on, the ball and the bat are actually more held in higher esteem in this situation than the jersey. I would want the jersey for what it would look like in Hill hanging up.
Yes.
But the ball and the bat, when someone does something like this, are held in a much higher reverence and standard in baseball because baseball is just kind of different like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I like Dan's answer about the bat because the bat is cool and also, like, it is the thing that he's using to hit this home run.
Yes, I do. I agree.
So I might pick the bat.
I might pick the bat too. I might pick it for sure. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll get back to football here and we'll talk about what's ahead for the Buffalo Bills against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tim Benz joining us at 11:15 a.m. We have Sean McDermott at noon who will give us a little bit, hopefully, on some injuries and what's going to happen out at practice today, which starts at 12:30. More on the way on the Extra Point Show on WGR.